From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. The U.S. president speaks to the people of Kenya. U.S. President Barack Obama says Kenya is at a crossroads filled with peril, but also with enormous promise. President Obama is wrapping up 3 days in Kenya. Today at the Safaricom Indoor Arena in Nairobi, he spoke to the people of Kenya about their future and their part in a united society of all religious faiths and all ethnic backgrounds.
I want to say particularly to the young people here today, Kenya's on the move. Africa is on the move. You are poised to play a bigger role in this world as the shadows of the past are replaced by the light that you offer an increasingly interconnected world. And in the light of this new day, we have to learn to see ourselves and one another. We have to see that we are connected. Our fates are bound together.
President Obama is next traveling to Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. On Tuesday, Mr. Obama is due to make the first visit by a U.S. president to the headquarters of the African Union. Syria's president, in a speech broadcast live on state television today, acknowledged that the military has given up some regions of the country as it battles insurgents and offered justifications as to why. We must define the important regions that the armed forces hold onto so it doesn't allow the collapse of the rest of the areas. President Bashar al-Assad said, "We are not collapsing. Defeat does not exist in the dictionary of the Syrian Arab Army." But the ranks of the army are dwindling through deaths, defections, and increased draft dodging, something the president has acknowledged. We invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News.